So this new record, as yet to be titled, is an independent project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Explain to me what that means.
Yeah. So when I was 17, I was kind of a crazy domino effect of really cool opportunities happened. The first was a kids TV show called I Shine. They found my YouTube videos. And then the second was a ministry tour called Revolve or Women of Faith. And I signed with them. And then the third thing happened literally within a year and a half, 2 years. I signed with a record label. And so I signed with them and I did two albums with them. And my sister was on that label as well. And last year we stepped off of that label. That was back in August. And we just decided that it was just time to do something different, do something new, and just really see what God wanted us to do. And so now we're independent. And, you know, I've definitely had a lot of different experiences and a lot of different things that have happened. But again, even like, you know, with the church and mom's health or whatever it is, it's like, I can't ever look back on yesterday and be like, God, you should have done something different. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that every experience, you know, that I've ever gone through, that it was for a reason, that it was for a purpose. And I'm so grateful for anyone that's ever encouraged me or, you know, let me share their, you know, their platform and stuff. But I'm an indie cat. I'm like back to where I started, which is actually really cool and humbling and exciting. And it's the family business is just at it again, trying to make music that makes people smile. So it's been fun.
Give me a couple of advantages to being, because there are some advantages.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, there's definitely working with my family is a huge thing. You know, I've worked with them I've lived with them my whole life, but I've worked with them for 10 years since I started my YouTube stuff a little over 10 years ago. But being able to have that, just the ability to, like, me and my sister want to do a song together. Okay, let's do a song together, you know, or we have our kind of country thing too. So like, let's do that. And having the time to focus on other things as well. Like, I've gotten to work on my YouTube show and a lot, and that's been fun. And my sister and I get to podcast and stuff. So those kinds of things are definitely a huge blessing. It's just, I don't know, I feel like I also get to implement just different aspects of Jamie Grace, you know. I hope that if anybody knows who I am, I hope that they think of me as being this, like, way too happy, way too giggly, slightly awkward, goofy human. Like, that's kind of how I hope people perceive me. And my music is pretty pop oriented and kind of like got the, you know, riding down the street with a convertible top off. Like, that's just kind of the vibe of my music. But I also grew up listening to a lot of smooth jazz and a lot of gospel. And so getting to implement that along with, you know, the Hold Me sound, the You Lead sound, getting to add a little bit of that, like, growing up listening to like Kirk Franklin just as much as I listened to Bill Gaither. So like getting to implement both of those styles has just been a huge blessing to get to do that on this new record. So
what's next?
Yeah. Well, presently, like present, what's next is quite a bit of shows through April and May. So pretty pumped about that. Going to Virginia, Sacramento. I know I said a state and then a city. And mostly festivals and conferences, because that's kind of the season right now. And then the concert on May 7th in Snailville. And then the new record hopefully will come really soon. I'm super ready for that. I'm super excited about the new record. But yeah, just really focusing on the new record and then tour. Hopefully we'll follow that. And playing shows and just honestly just hoping that, like, you know, it wasn't my plan to not have released a song to radio in like 3 years. Like, that was certainly not the plan.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It wasn't the plan, and I was really stressed out and I was really confused, and I went on a Twitter rant last year, so I don't think a lot of people were too surprised, but I was planning on retiring. I was contemplating retiring because I just felt like I was begging to do what I knew that God called me to do. And I didn't like being in that place, but God is so gracious. And he really spoke to me during that. And at one point I felt God saying to me, like, do you really think that you have to be a singer to share my word? And it was just this moment of just like conviction and encouragement from the Lord, from my Heavenly Father. And so it's just really caused me to say, okay, God, well, then how can I tell people about you? Like, how can I go out and serve you and love you? And so I've been working a lot on my YouTube stuff, my YouTube channel. Got a weekly show called The Jamie Grace Show, and that's been really cool. And then just doing a lot of like crazy, amazing things out in LA. There's just these incredible opportunities that the Lord is just placing in my life and my sister's life. Just getting to be involved with the Make-A-Wish Foundation some, and just these incredible, like, crazy things where I'm just like, Lord, how do I get to do this? Why do I get to do this? And it's like his voice is saying back to me, like, it's not so much you, kid. Yeah. I've got some love. I'm going to share it, and I'm going to use you. And so I've just been trying to be as available as I can to the Lord and whatever it is he has for me to do. And so music and YouTube and tour, but you know, when it's ultimately up to Jesus, who knows what's next. Right.